station, the very first ever for 2011. And I'm hearing a strange bit of talk back, and I don't know why. I hope I'll be able to figure that out. And I'm guessing, yep, it is coming from you, GCN, the network. Just a heads up, we're getting a little bit of bounce back. 800-259-9231. We are here to talk to you about anything you want, and you may take control of the airwaves. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And so we're going to start things out with kind of a follow-up. A lot of you don't get to hear the Friday show. So just to recap what happened at the very end of the show, we had a caller who, well, was a little concerned about the idea of legalizing marijuana because he has likely been told that, you know, marijuana is bad. And he mentioned something about him trying it in the past and it didn't do anything for him. And he came up with all the, not all of them, but some of the typical excuses or reasons that you hear from folks when they aren't really too well informed when it comes to the issue of cannabis and what people who use cannabis are like, or you know what people are using it for medical purposes. And so we kind of went over some of those points. And as persuasive as we might like to be on this, it's still an issue that takes time. I mean, changing your mind on things takes time. So.
Yeah, it's absolutely an issue of education, and people need they don't internalize it all at once. They've heard a lot of bad information over the years, and
out-and-out lies.
Out-and-out lies about marijuana.
Oh, yeah, until I was maybe 17, 18, I was afraid of anything, like liquor, cigarettes, marijuana, any of it. It was just so scary to me. So
yeah, there's a very effective propaganda campaign out there, and that campaign barrages people just endlessly in various different venues, and that does a lot of damage to folks. So when we get on the air and we talk about how, you know, cannabis smokers are across the, you know, the economic strata, there are people who are smoking cannabis from, you know, the taxi driver on up to the doctor. I mean, and not to suggest that taxi drivers are less important than doctors, but just on the amount of pay scale is what I'm talking about, people are all over the place doing this, and they're doing it responsibly, most of them. The super majority of them are. So because, as usual, because there are some people who are irresponsible, that alone is not a reason to prohibit people from using something. Just look at alcohol. There are all kinds of people that are very irresponsible when it comes to their drinking of alcohol, yet it's completely legal, and you'd be crazy to advocate making alcohol illegal again. Either you'd be crazy or you weren't paying attention to history. You weren't paying attention when you were supposed to learn something, at least a little bit, about what happened during alcohol prohibition. I mean, they didn't teach me a whole lot of important stuff in government high school, but I do remember them touching on that, and it made sense at that time. You make something illegal, it goes into the black market, it doesn't go away. The market surrounding it gets more dangerous, the product becomes more dangerous, and there are other problems.
And the effects are long-lasting. We still have not gone back down to the amount of consumption percentage-wise of beer and wine versus liquor. There's still more consumption of liquor than there was prior to prohibition. Prohibition spiked the consumption of liquor in the same way that, it's easier to transport a gallon of Everclear than it is a gallon of beer. It's more effective in getting people drunk, so that's the consumption of liquor went up. And we still haven't, gotten back down to that mean that existed beforehand with brewed alcohols versus distilled ones.
So I wanted to start things out by going a little further on this topic and getting into some of the evidence that shows about drug decriminalization. We were just talking specifically about marijuana last night, but the drug war cuts across a lot more drugs than that and hurts a lot more of the people that are getting hurt, the innocent folks that are just users of those drugs, the dealers of those drugs. They're getting hurt by these drug laws that are taking them out of their lives, their productive lives in most cases, and putting them into prison cells, stealing them away from their family members, ruining their careers, and destroying their lives. And so Portugal, several years back, decided to do a little experiment. And it was an experiment that wasn't unprecedented. Other places have experimented in similar ways in the past, like Amsterdam, when it comes to cannabis laws, and even I believe psychedelic mushrooms over there to some extent, although they've changed things since then. But nonetheless, Portugal actually apparently went and decriminalized everything, like small amounts of everything, whether we're talking about crack or marijuana. It's across the board.
It'd be like if you were caught with heroin, it'd be the equivalent of giving a parking ticket or something like that. It was just administrative for all drugs across the board.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and we've seen some initial, results from that. Now there's more. Mark, and you're going to share some of that with us.
So this is from Scientific American. In the face of growing numbers of deaths and cases of HIV linked to drug abuse, the Portuguese government in 2001, so we're talking almost 10 years now, tried a new tack to get a handle on the problem. It decriminalized the use of possession of heroin, cocaine, marijuana, LSD, and other illicit street drugs, pretty much everything. The theory, focusing on treatment and prevention instead of jailing users, would decrease the number of deaths and infections. 5 years later, the number of deaths from street drug overdoses dropped from around 400 to 290.
That's a significant drop.
It's a significant drop. 25%. People are still killing themselves with heroin and speedballs and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what, kids? Heroin and cocaine and injecting that stuff, it'll kill you.
No doubt
that people are still managing to kill themselves off, but fewer of them are. And I would suspect one of the reasons is they know what the dosage. It's easier to get a good dosage. Knowing what you're getting and that you're not getting crap bathtub gin.
Well, there's that, and then there's also an aspect that really affects. I think really affects people who are using things like meth or crack. And that is that these are individuals who are prone to paranoia, and specifically prone to a certain brand of paranoia.
Yeah, very specific paranoia, like video cameras behind picture frames and stuff like that. These people all have the same exact visualizations. It's creepy.
And what is somebody who's really paranoid like that, who's using a drug that, if they believe it's illegal, what is somebody like that going to think about getting help?
They're not going to want to get help. They're going to think that they can handle it on their own.
They're going to think that if they go to get help, that they're going to get turned in.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, that's true. Even though it may not be true, in many cases, like the doctor may keep it quiet and not talk to the cops. There are, I believe, places where if you go to the hospital and you turn yourself in for drug treatment, then the police are notified. And even if they aren't actually notified, drug users who know it's illegal will believe that they will be because they're paranoid. So they're not going to turn themselves in. They're not going to go to the hospital looking for help. They're not going to go to family members looking for help if it's going to involve checking themselves into some sort of a clinic. And so if you take away that aspect, if you take away that illegality, and now it's completely legal to have this, the crack rock or whatever it is you're hooked on, it's completely legal, you know that you can walk into a clinic somewhere and say, I'm ready to stop. Can you help me? And you wouldn't have to be concerned about being put in a cage against your will at that point. I think that alone accounts for a significant amount of people being able to go find help because they're not afraid to anymore.
And I agree with you, and I want people to get help. I however, have this this streak in me that's kind of like, actions have consequences, and if you do speedballs, that at some point or another, those speedballs are going to kill you. And it doesn't make me feel really terrible that happens. I don't want people to have negative outcomes, but I do know that when you do actions that have negative outcomes, it's pretty likely that's going to happen, and I'm not going to spend a lot of emotional energy on getting all worked up. However, there's another important aspect that has been affected here, that cases of HIV having to do with dirty needles injected through heroin, cocaine, and other illegal substances.
It's a big way HIV is spread.
Yes. And remember, this means that this could trickle on down to you and your loved ones. This isn't just some drug user killing themselves with a speedball. This is, it's an infection, and then it infects other people, and infects other people, and things like that. From 2,000 cases in, 1,400 cases in the year 2000 to about 400 cases in 2006.
Yeah, that's significant.
Plummeted, about a third.
Because they can get fresh needles without a concern. Right?
Indeed.
All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on drug decriminalization or whatever's on your mind. It is the brand new year, 2011, and we are Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Have you you've been thinking about starting a website, I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenPacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got a mobile site, so if you've got a smartphone, you can just punch up m.freetalklive.com. Get quick access to our streams as well as the podcast and more. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds, and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You check them out. Let your voice be heard. LibertyStickers.com. I like to go there and just look through them all. They, I find them entertaining to look at. It's LibertyStickers.com. Plus, if you have a band or a business or something that you want a bumper sticker made for, Liberty Stickers can do that for you, too. LibertyStickers.com. They actually made the Free Talk Live stickers.
They did, and the LRN.FM stickers, which you can get for free, by the way. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn how to get a Free Talk Live bumper sticker on the house.
LibertyStickers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. I want to get to the calls, Mark, but I want to make sure we've hit on the really important points about this Portugal drug decriminalization. And what you've pointed out so far is that it's been 5 years now since they've decriminalized small amounts of drugs.
Well, it's been longer than that, nearly 10.
But wow.
The studies, you know, it takes a while to compile the information and go through it. And
so they
like
did this.
So they have 5 years of information at this point.
Got it. All right.
Governments don't work quickly.
And the word is that not only are drug overdoses down by something like 25%, but the people who are using drugs and using heroin, like needle-based drugs, for instance.
Right. Well, contractions of HIV from dirty needles has gone down by like 66%.
Yeah, significant. Like it was 1,400 one year, and then a few years later it was down to 400.
That's
so
great.
That's huge.
That's a big drop.
Yeah, and that's a huge quality. It's not only a drop in number, but it's a big quality of life increase for those people who are now not infected with HIV when they might otherwise have been, because they can get the needle without fear of going to jail. They can. I don't know where they buy them, but they must be available on the street.
There's probably organizations that are helping out,
providing them.
You know,
yeah,
the same way that organization will give you condoms, they'll give you a clean needle.
Yeah, there's a church like that in Amsterdam that has a window where they've been approved to vend both heroin and needles, and it really has helped people, giving them the ability to get clean needles, and heroin that is of a consistent quality goes a far, far way toward actually getting helping people be safe.
Yeah,
it's called harm reduction.
Anything out there, like the most disgusting act or chemical that you could put in your body that you can think of, somebody's going to want to do it. And so if you make it impossible for them to accommodate that, it's just going to become more dangerous than it already is.
Because they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, they're going to do it. If, you know, somebody wants an abortion, you make abortion illegal, they're going to do it anyway. So
well, they're likely to do it anyway.
Yeah, it's going to get gross.
Yeah.
Now, I'm curious, Mark, I'm sure there's more, but do they address crime in this? Have they seen a drop in violent crime, robberies, things like that?
They don't address crime in this, but they do mention that drug criminalization did reach its primary goal in Portugal, reducing the health consequence of drug use.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not lead to Lisbon, it's the capital of Portugal, becoming a drug tourist destination. So that didn't happen.
Interesting.
And this form of decriminalization.
That's shocking, actually.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Well, I guess it's not legal in that
10 years now.
Well, I guess maybe the reason for that is because you can't just go into a coffee shop
right,
and order
it. Right, it's not legal to sell this stuff. It's legal to possess essentially what they consider to be 10 days worth of personal usage mm-hmm. amount. So it is. You can still get tossed in jail for selling drugs, but possessing drugs, personal use, that's not.
Yeah, and to get there, you got to like go on an airplane or something like that. Most people aren't willing to risk, you know, taking their drugs with them to
this
place. So,
good portion of the world's attached land-wise to Europe, so they could walk if they wanted.
So that's great news. Is there anything else that you want to share from the piece?
This is it until we're running across something in 6 months.
All right, 800-259-9231. So significant safety increases by just a little tweak to the drug laws, allowing more people to feel more comfortable with their habits and being able to do them without fear of a cage. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Meg, and Mark. Hello there.
Good evening. Happy New Year to everyone.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah, I wanted to say that don't expect the United States government's policy regarding drugs to be enlightened like the Europeans.
You
could look historically at, as you mentioned, the Netherlands. You can look at Switzerland, whereby there were specific parks set aside where the junkies could go and free needles would be given out. And when they would pass on, you know, the coroner would pick up the bodies and do that. I mean, it was very sort of enlightened. But if you look at the United States right now, and I was thinking of our draconian social policies, specifically the rise of the the profit making prison, the private corporation that creates the prison that provides cheap labor. I would anticipate, with the way things are going, that we'll have more and more prosecutions regarding drug-related offenses, just to keep those prisons operating and the profit margin up, because, you know, a lot of American and foreign money is being invested in those companies right now, especially from the sovereign wealth trusts that exist in Europe and Asia that don't have to pay American taxes.
What you're touching on there, Frank, is one factor that is leading toward the government people never changing their minds on this here in this country.
Correct.
Not only is there a large prison industry, both private and government, but there's also, of course, all the police out there that are making bonus bucks off of this. And thank you for the call tonight, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Josh, listening in Tallahassee. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WFLA-FM.
Hi. Sorry about that. I dropped the call a moment ago, but I was going to touch on a couple points here. First of all, that, you know, cannabis, not addictive at all. It's really just, it's more like any other drug out there that really doesn't have too much of an addiction, you know, trait to it, kind of like caffeine.
True. Caffeine is more addictive than marijuana. But,
that's what I was going to say.
People will take umbrage with this, and I like to sort of specify. If you were to eat ice cream every evening at 9:30 p.m., then one night, for whatever reason, the grocery store is out of your cookie dough, your favorite cookie dough caramel ice cream, and you didn't buy it, or your wife says, hey, you're fat, you're not getting any more. Or whatever reason you don't have caramel cookie dough ice cream at 9:30 p.m., you're going to miss it, and you're going to, you know, feel the sort of the effects that are akin to addiction. It's really a habit. And I would say that marijuana is habit-forming, as is any good-feeling thing.
Right. I mean, from what I understand, there's more of a withdrawal with things like sugar and caffeine than there are with cannabis.
Caffeine, for sure, is a highly addictive drug, but, just because something's addictive doesn't mean it should be illegal, and that applies to meth, and that applies to all the other drugs that we've been talking about tonight.
Right, and the other point I was going to make, and I've been an advocate of this for quite some time, I wish I lived in California, but is that, I mean, if you have an addict, let's say a person has an addictive personality, and it's caused them to feel as though they need cannabis, well, if you find them with it, I mean, or as a better example, somebody who might actually need to go through rehab.
Tell you what, we'll let you make your point here in a moment. You're welcome to hang on. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on drug decriminalization or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced. Comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out. out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. That's right. It's New Year's Day. We're here. Those other talk show hosts want to take time off for their weekend and their family. And, well, you know what? You're our radio family. And we're here to...
We did Christmas last week. I mean,
dang right. So 800-259-9231. We are here to take your calls about anything. Though drug decriminalization is the topic at hand because Portugal has had incredibly positive experience with their experiment in drug decriminalization. We're going to come back here and continue that discussion here in a moment, but want to make sure you know about the bulletin board system over at bbs.freetalklive.com, wherein you can get involved and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
And if you listen to talk radio, you've heard pitches to buy gold these days, and whether it's as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency in case the big one comes. Well, you know, when I was looking at buying gold years back, I found it to be confusing, all the choices out there. So I decided to make it easy for my listeners. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources. I think you'll find the best rates there. But please, I've picked coins that you can easily compare to other places. These are common coins just intended to get gold and silver into your hands. Please go there. Comparison shop with the other places. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're talking about this study from Portugal that has taken a look at 5 years' worth of data and discovered, well, we could have predicted that drug use is now safer. There are fewer people that are actually having overdoses as a result of drug decriminalization across the board. We're not just talking about cannabis. We're not talking about marijuana. We're talking about everything. So it's legal to possess up to 10 days' worth of whatever it would take for you to use and be satisfied by methamphetamine or, you know, MDMA or heroin or anything that is typically thought of as illegal. It's not legal to sell those things, which I think the fact that it's not legal to sell it is, on one hand, it certainly hasn't turned the city into a drug tourist mecca, but on the other hand, it also still means that you still aren't going to be sure what you're getting when you're buying on the street. You still don't know if the heroin you're getting is as strong as the heroin you bought last week. You don't know those things, and that's one of the problems with drug prohibition. But despite that, just the one little tweak of making it so people can possess these drugs has dramatically increased the safety. HIV.
Yep, safety's increased, and drug usage is down.
Is that true?
That's true, really? Especially among teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Well, do they have numbers on that? Or is that just,
no, they have numbers that indicate that there has been a global decline in marijuana use among teens in general, and Portugal is no different.
Very interesting. So we're going to continue with your thoughts.
So the idea that legalizing drugs will make it so our teenagers do nothing but sit around, smoke pot, and shoot heroin is, once again, proven to be a false statement.
Yeah, the Netherlands in their experiment with marijuana decrim also found that years ago, that after a short spike, after a quick uptick after the legalization, they found that the usage levels with teens dropped significantly. It's low, fewer teens in the Netherlands smoke pot than they do in the United States.
And what are we teaching our kids, Ian?
Let's go to the phones and go back to Josh. Josh, you were trying to get a point out there before we had to hit the break, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm going to change my point, but I'll keep it short because I know that you have to get other calls. But basically, it's how government will create a statistic, just fabricate a statistic to keep something illegal. If you get caught with cannabis, they say that cannabis is what the most teens are in rehab for than any other drug. Well, this is true only because when you get caught with it and you're, you know, underage, the judge gives you two options. You can go to juvie or you can go to rehab. Now, yeah. I know kids aren't, you know, as educated as their adults sometimes, but what kind of kid chooses juvie over rehab?
Well,
choose the rehab.
People in general always make, generally will make the best choices for themselves when given an incentive like that.
So they'll choose the rehab because, you know, they don't want to go to, juvie or prison where, you know, once they come out, they've gone through so much. Now they're saying, okay, where's the hard stuff?
Good point. Thank you, Josh, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Brad, listening in, I believe, Indiana at WGBF. Hello, Brad.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so kind of in lines with what you're talking about, but kind of pretty far off. Most of the cities are outlawing even cigarette smoke in the restaurants. The very politicians that are for the free market system won't allow, restaurants to allow smoke. And if you don't like this, go to a restaurant that has smoke, you can patronize another restaurant. And it's just, it seems like they're tightening loose more and more on that and dictating more and more on a free country.
Yeah, they sure are making it more difficult for cigarette smokers to exist. And anybody that would support restrictions on smoking in businesses, arbitrarily described or decided upon by the government, is certainly cannot call themselves pro-free market.
And I don't even smoke, it doesn't bother me. It does my wife, so we tend to avoid places that do. But then again, they don't have a problem with taxing the bejesus out of, cigarettes, but then at the same token, they don't want to let anybody smoke anywhere in a free market in restaurants where the owners choose whether they allow smoking or not.
Yep.
On the note, just real quick on the legalization of all the other drugs that are illegal, ultimately, if they do have bad side effects, the way I look at it, it'll cost society a lot less in the long run. If a lot of people die younger and they don't have to pay for them as old people in nursing homes for 20 years.
It's certainly a cynical and jaded way to look at it, but I don't think it's
it's where I started. But in fact, the numbers, speak differently.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I have the same feeling. If you're going to take Crystal Drano and shoot it into your veins, don't expect me to come and throw myself on the casket.
I guess that's sort of survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
Smart ones out there aren't going to be doing that.
The monkeys that ate the poison berries, they're not here anymore.
Yeah. And that's okay. You can try. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I talked over you there. Go ahead.
I was just going to say thanks for taking my call. That's two comments I want to make. Appreciate it.
No problem, sir. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you being out there at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bob is in New York listening to WTNY in Watertown. Hey, Bob.
Hello?
Hey, Bob, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. In 1995, the California efficiency race was won by a 2,500-pound car. That's an average-sized car today. That got 88 miles to the gallon, just on gasoline alone. 55 years ago, Ford had a car, 3,108 pounds. That was their car they sold. And they made one get 70 miles to the gallon. And it would not have cost any more to manufacture this car than any other car that they sold. I'm just wondering why the efficiency requirements are so low.
Are you suggesting that the automakers have reduced the efficiency of these cars?
Yeah.
They all could be around 90 miles a gallon, and that something has happened between
now
and
then. There's a lot of auto manufacturers that have entered the business since 1954, and one way to stand out in front of the pack would be to have a vehicle that, in fact, has, you know, higher gas mileage.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's right.
You know, the smart car, is attempting to get in on that race, but it's still really only getting, what, 40 miles to the gallon highway? I'm skeptical of this holy grail of the carburetor out there that's supposed to get you 80 to 100 miles a gallon. I've heard of these stories, but I'm honestly skeptical of them.
Well, I met a guy who had a Dodge van around 1970, and it had a slant six engine. The slant six engine was on a 45-degree angle. That meant that the intake manifolds were long and of equal distance. And if you insulated the exhaust system, which was underneath the intake, so that all the heat would go up into the intake manifolds, and you had a way to cut down on the gas, maybe cut it in half or a lot less than it was, his van got 55 miles to the gallon. In other words, it doubled.
So what is your speculation as to why those cars have been stopped?
Well, I mean, I can think of a lot of superficial reasons, no one big reason.
Okay. Well, you know, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Some people this is kind of like the automotive conspiracy world.
Right. A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen to the show and interact as well. Our chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. And to view that and to interact, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's completely free, and thanks to Memory Dealers.
Right, because nothing's really free. Somebody's got to pay for it. MemoryDealers.com does. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers and up to 99% off of list price. They can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So we've actually been, again, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. So we had a call there. We're talking about drug decriminalization. We had a call from a guy that was wondering what happened to the cars that he'd heard about in the past that had, you know, 88 miles to the gallon and these, you know, special car parts. I'm not a car guy, right, Mark? You understood what he was talking about with this B-rotated engine on the 45-degree angle.
Line 6. I think that's the engine that saved Chrysler is what that's called.
Okay.
And it wasn't special to that van, by the way. It was a very common engine.
So what happened, though, was his question to these engines and these cars that allegedly could go 90 miles to the gallon.
Well, cars have gotten more fuel efficient over time, and if there's a conspiracy to keep cars from being fuel efficient, it's failing. There have been stories, and some people that I really trust have told me these stories about this magic carburetor that gets 100 miles to the gallon.
But then
the battery that will charge itself overnight.
And the water power car.
What's that?
The water power car.
Yeah,
that's what I hear a lot.
Yeah, that's a new one. And, you know, all these things. And I just have to say that they probably exist in the world of conspiracy theory because the Internet is so large and so vast that somebody would just put the plans, the schematics for this thing up, and then everybody would have it.
Well, usually the stories about the men in black showing up at the inventor's laboratory and offering him a deal he can't refuse.
And if he doesn't, he disappears.
Right, that's the deal you can't refuse.
He's drug out to the slant 6 feet Dodge van.
Right, or they kill his kids or something like that. So the stories always happen in the past. And while it could have been plausible in 1980, it's just not plausible today. If those ideas exist, then it would totally make sense for somebody to go open source with it and put it online, like a WikiLeak. you know, essential. Look, here's how you can make an engine that will get 100 miles to the gallon. Boom, poof, there it is. It's out there. 1,000 people have downloaded it. There's no once that cat is out of the bag, you cannot put it back in.
Well, they did that with, like, the one that runs off French fries or French fry oil or something like
that. Yeah, the biodiesel.
Yeah, and so now, like, I see all the hippie vans going by the McDonald's and picking up their reservoirs.
The only problem with that is if you reach a certain number of hippies in a given area, there's only so much oil that you can get from the McDonald's, right?
Then they're buying out the Crisco in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be, it could just be any old vegetable oil?
Yeah, it runs on vegetable oil, sure. It's just the vegetable oil is comparative to gasoline. I don't know. I mean, I haven't priced this stuff out of the grocery store, but I imagine it's you know, not that cheap once you actually have to go buy brand new vegetable oil.
Yeah.
So once somebody comes up with a brilliant idea, there's no reason why it should be able to be shut down today. So if those ideas are still viable, then certainly some people must know about them. And so put them online, let people know, and let's see who can. Maybe they could create an automotive X Prize or something like that, kind of like they did with the space. Space for XPRIZE program. Anyway, 800-259-9231. Let's continue. You can bring up whatever you want, and we'll talk to Steve listening to WGBF in Indiana. Hello, Steve. Steve in Indiana.
Right.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening. I work as a deputy sheriff, and I was listening to your comment. You said something about police making buku money off of drug arrests.
Yeah, police departments, I think, is probably the proper way to say it.
Well, some cops are taking cash, and they're making pretty good money off of that.
Yeah.
Well, that's highly offensive to me and members of my brother and in
that's
the
highly office. Offensive.
You consider people that are other people that wear badges to be your brothers?
Yeah, I do.
Well, yeah, and that just goes to show that it's an us against them situation.
If you let me talk, I was also going to say was there's a lot of law enforcement officials that would probably agree with you about cannabis in general, you know, legalizing it because, you know, for instance, when I talk about drug and addiction, what I'm really talking about is, the serious effects of methamphetamine on our community and things of that nature, where cannabis could very easily be legalized, liquor stores, you know, and I've always told other people as well that you know, I've never really had to fight a pothead.
Yep.
But
no,
I've had
true.
To fight a lot of drunks. And, you know, and when you look at damage to the community and a whole alcohol, by and far is far more of a problem, you know, across the board than any other of those drugs that you talk about.
Sure, and you're absolutely right about all that, Steve, and I appreciate your candor here tonight, because I agree with you. There are a lot of cops that get it, and they understand that the war on drugs is a bad thing.
For instance, I don't typically make small marijuana arrests. A lot of officers that I work with, and I work with a very highly reputable department, which is one of the reasons why I take offense to some of the attitudes that you may have, but regarding law enforcement in general. But however, that being said, generally when I make a small pot interdiction, when I pull somebody over, teenagers and the like, I usually ask them if they want a ticket for paraphernalia and then dump the pot, you know, or do they want to go to jail. And amazingly, the youth that I pull over on these stops generally will say they'd rather have a ticket.
Yes, you know, I imagine they would.
Exactly. But my point in saying, you know, I just wish, my wish is that more people would get involved in their community in terms of actually seeing what law enforcement officers have to deal with regarding this. You know, when you go to a house to just serve somebody a court summons and you knock on the door and you find that the female parent, if you want to call her that, is passed out on the couch for methamphetamine and you're looking into a kitchen filled with roaches and filth, and you see a 2-year-old kid standing in front of you with feces running down his legs because he hadn't had his diaper changed for 4 weeks, then you start to see the effects of some of these narcotics on our community.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. Look, it's not intended to...
I'm just saying, I just wish more people would do a ride-along.
Steve, I've done ride-alongs with ride-along with the cops before, and I get where you're coming from. Drug use and drug abuse, more specifically, is a tragic occurrence. In many cases, it destroys people's lives. What I'm trying to say here, and what we're saying tonight, and we're showing you with the information from Portugal and their drug decriminalization, what they've done over there, is to tell you that making these things illegal hasn't stopped what you're talking about. The situation you're describing is a situation that exists under total prohibition of methamphetamine. In point of fact, if it were not for the war on drugs, methamphetamine would likely never have been developed. It is a more hardcore version of speed, basically, and it's in the same way that crack cocaine is a more hardcore version.
Actually,
I'm sorry?
Methamphetamine was created during World War II.
That's fine, but it may not have become as popularized on the streets if it weren't for certain factors about prohibition. So, plus, you've also got the fact that the meth addicts are afraid to get help because they know it's illegal what they're doing. And we've just given you the numbers earlier tonight. Maybe you weren't tuned in at that time, but in Portugal.
No, I heard them.
Yeah, in Portugal, people are safer now because of this drug decriminalization. Does that mean that the tragedies are all gone? No, of course not.
No.
People are still going to be abusing things. But lives are not made better by putting mommy in a jail cell and destroying any kind of semblance of normalcy that
not
she might still have.
Not to mention that police officers' lives aren't put in danger doing these drug busts nearly as often. When guys,
true.
You
well,
know,
yeah.
when
yeah.
these police officers go into these places.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
well, I traveled extensively with my parents when I was younger, and I actually went to Switzerland, and I have kind of funny. I was maybe 13 or 14 when I was in Geneva or Zurich or one of those countries or one of those cities, and I remember being at a hotel and they had beer machines. They didn't have Coke machines. You could only get Cokes out of fountains. Well, there's no drinking age in Switzerland. Well, I remember commenting, I'd met some people, some other kids my age, one of them was from France, I think, and I was just, you know, just astounded by that. And I was talking about going and getting a beer out of the beer machine, and they were like, why? We don't even, and so I've always said that about some of the regulations regarding, like, for instance, it's much more difficult to get a driver's license in Europe, you know, and typically you can't get one until you're 21.
Steve, by the way, you're really onto something here with the alcohol rules in Europe. Turns out young people in Europe are much more responsible drinkers than young people in the United States. It all has to do with prohibition. Steve, I wish we had more time, but we've got to get other people on here in the second hour. But I thank you for the call. Don't hesitate to call in at any point in the future and get the law enforcement perspective. I always appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And check out Law Enforcement Against Prohibition when you get a moment. I think you might appreciate them. It's leap.cc, LEAP.cc. More Free Talk Live coming up.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.